money and you have to pay me back interest. Because I'm lending you money and you're going to do an iska, you're going to do business with it, and from the profit that you get, we make off, you have to give half the profit back to me. That's not considered ribbit. That's considered you're paying me back for the profit that you got. So even though with the Rabbonim, that's also because it's an echzei karibis, but I call upon them by Yisraimim, they did not make such a gezerah. Rashi says, Abu ribis mamish loy, elamashi istakrim yosei nechleko, just from the fact you borrowed the money and you put it into business. Now the profit that you make, we divide up. Even though by a god, Rashi says it's also, but not because it's ribis mamish, it's not ribis yiraisa, it's only avik ribis, it's only midrabonin. And therefore by Yisraimim, they didn't make this isa midrabonin. Tana Rabbanim, look like this. Korev l'schar v'rochek l'hesed Russia. You make such a deal that the profit we divide up and the loss, you have very little loss. If something loses out, you don't think you have riot. That's a Russia. With the Rabbanim, that's nechsek ribis. That's also to do. Korev l'hesed v'rochek l'schar. You're more korev to lose than you are to gain on the deal. Chosed. That's like a chosed. That's like the flame of Shura Sadin. Like for sure, it does not look like ribis. Korev l'zeh l'zeh. If it's close that you may gain and close that you may lose, or else rochek mizeh u'mizeh, it's far away that you may gain and far away that you may lose. Zuhi midas kol adam. That's a normal manner. That does not look like ribis. That's mutter. It's not called the milvah. It's called just that you're making profit and the profit we share. Oh, mali rabba the rabbi Yosef, hani zuzidiyasmi hechi avdin lahu. When somebody like Zapatropis has money that belongs to the Yisraimim, what should we do with the money? In other words, we have to feed the Yisraimim. If we're just going to hold the bank account and just keep on feeding them every day, it's going to run out of money. So what can we do? What kind of business like can we put the money into to make sure there will always be, you know, a profit coming to the Yisraimim? Omalais, he said to him like this, Moisvinu lo beidino, put the money into a bezdin. That's the best bank. So Yehivnu lo zuzi zuzi. And the bezdin will give out every day a dollar. Whatever they need, the bezdin will give it out. For sure, there'll be no gezel, there'll be no shaker there, they'll give the right amount. But Amalei said back to him, very good. But eventually the money's going to run out. If Bezdin doesn't make business with it, they just hold on to it. No interest. What good is it? After a year, there'll be nothing left. Take out a dollar a day, there'll be nothing left. That's not a good answer for Yisraimim. Amalei said like this, Amalei mar hechi yovid. So what do you suggest? What would you do? Amalei said like this, Pat kinan gavra diislei dahaba prichi. Let me look around for a person that has pieces of gold. To have a pricha means pieces of gold. Rashi says, the mile of this is like rutoya shelzov, pieces of gold. The vade shaloyhain, for sure belongs to them. V'yeinem pikodin, it's not a pikodin. T'layav v'yinshi demiskadu, to have a pricha. Because people do not lend, or like, make a pikodin. They don't tell you, watch for me, pieces of gold. So therefore, these pieces for sure belong to you. So that shows that you're an usher. You're a rich person. And therefore, like later, for sure, we'll be able to collect the money back. We're not afraid you won't have money later. So the best answer is, give the money to a rich person. The Gemara says, V'naktina d'hab minei. And we take that like a piece of gold for a mashkin. V'yehivna le na'lei. And we give this rich person this amount of money, the Yisraimim's money, and we tell him, listen, do business with it. Karev l'schar, v'rochek l'hefzik. And the way that it's karev l'schar, it's very probably that they'll make money from it. And it's not so normal that they should lose. So there's not so much achrayis if it gets lost, just so it gets here for the profit. So here it's only yasim with the rabbonin, and the mokim yisraimim, we said it's mutter. Avodavim asuyim loy, if the person only has a nice big piece of gold, that's no good, because dilma pikodin yinu. Maybe the pshat, the person is not rich. It's not his own piece of gold. Somebody else gave it to him to watch. So therefore, in the yasim mori yoyasim neid, we have to be afraid later. Maybe the original owner will come with a simon and take it away from us. Then we'll just lose the Yisraimim's money. We won't be able to collect it. Therefore, the answer is to find the real usher, a real rich person, means that he has his own gold. Some Rav Ashi Vashi said, Tainach, that's very good. In Mishtaka Gavrot, Yisrael, the Haba Frichi. If we're going to find somebody that has pieces of gold, you'll be okay. But Yisrael, Mishtaka Gavrot, Yisrael, the Haba Frichi. But we're not going to find somebody that has pieces of gold. Are we afraid then that we'll just eat up the Yisraimim's money? Like, what can we do? It's not so easy to find somebody like this that has gold that really belongs to him. If that's the only person we can find, we're not going to be able to find somebody to do business with the Yisraimim's money, and the money will be used up. Elarad Amravashi. Chazinom, we should see. Gavra, Demashra Nichsei. Let's say a person that his property belongs to him. He's a normal guy, no fight, and we know for sure the property that he owns belongs to him. Hemen, he's a trustworthy person. Vishama Dina, and for sure he's going to listen to Bezdin. Vishama Dina Diraisi, he has a Bezdin. Fulay Mekabel Shamtu the Rabbonin, and he never accepted a Shamtu, never put under a curse of the Rabbonin. The kids, he has to get a person that's an Emon. Vyavino Lainale, the Vaidino. And in front of Bezdin, we give him over the money of the Yisayimim, and we tell him, Korav Leschav, Barachat Lehefted. That's what you should do with the Yisayimim's money. Give it to some of its Nemon, for sure he'll tell you the truth, and he'll do his best to make profits for the Yisayimim. Then the money will not be used up. The Yisayimim will always have profit, there'll be money for the Yisayimim. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Mekablin, Soin Bazumi Yisrael, Mevnei Shehu Ribis. You're not allowed to accept a deal of Tzoyin Barzlami Yisrael. So that looks like ribbit. So Rashi says Tzoyin Barzl means like metal. It means Kol Achrayas HaNechosim Ala Makabel. Let's say you take animals to work with and you now value how much it's worth. It's worth $50 now. And you have the Achrayas to give $50 later back to the owner. No matter what happened to these animals, you're going to have to pay him back $50. If so, V'shom Oysala B'moyis. So, and that's ribbit. Because since you have a kabbal kol achrayis, no matter what happens to it, you have to pay it back. That's like a milva. It's like you're borrowing it right now, $50 worth from him. So then when you give him half of the profit that you make, that's like ribbit. Therefore it's also. Say in the kabbalin, soin bazam Yisrael, b'vnei shu ribbit. Avo mekabbalin, soin bazam anakim. But from a guy, you are allowed to accept such a deal. You're allowed to accept an ox or a cow from a guy, and the exact amount, how much the cow is worth now, that's how much you'll have to pay him back later. And with the deal that you're going to work with it now, and the profit you get, you'll split. So even though the profit you're giving him back is like ribbis, but to a guy, you're allowed to pay ribbis. The loving man, you could borrow money to them, or malvin oisun, ribbis. The loving man, you could borrow from them, or malvin, you could lend them money, ribbis. To a guy, you're allowed to borrow and to give him ribbis. The same thing with Ger Toshev. A Ger Toshev is really a guy, just he's makabel upon himself not to be able to avoid the Zorah, that's all. He's not a Jew yet, he's still a guy. To him also, you're allowed to lend Beribis. Now, Malve Yisrael Moiso Shalakim. A Jew is allowed to lend out Goyish money, Midas Akim, if the owner of the guy knows about it, Beribis. Avoloi Midas Yisrael, but not if the guy does not know, only if the Jew knows about it, then it's also. Then it looks like ribbis mi Yisrael Yisrael. But this is the start of the Mishnah though. You're allowed to borrow money or to take ribbis from a guy, but not to a Jew. This last case we'll see more in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Lameimah, you want to tell me, the Rishusa de Mekabel Kaimo. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Tzoyin Barzlami Yisrael, because it looks like ribbis. In other words, whoever accepts to watch over this ox or this cow, it's like your ox now, it's like your cow now, it's like a milva. Any time you accept upon yourself such a deal, that no matter how much it's worth, that's how much I give you back, it's in your reshus. It's called the reshus mekabel, it's like a milva. Or remember, I have a question on you. It says in Gemara in Becheris, ha mekabel tzorin bazim in anochrim. Let's say you accept a cow from a guy, that you accept it, no matter how much it's worth now, that's how much I give it back to you later, and the profit, whatever happens from it, will split with the milk we get, or if it gives off kids, we'll split the kids. The locher is, when this cow gives birth and it has a bechor, and then that bechor has another bechor, there's no din to give that animal to the kohen. We'll soon see why. Now, true, it started out belonging to the guy, but now the Jew took it. It's his achrayus. The kashri is, if you tell me now, whenever the Jew accepts it from Tzoyin Barzel, it's fitted like his, so it's like a Jewish animal. So then it should be mechuyiv and bechora. So when it has a bechor, you should have to give it to a kohen. And here it says, no, it's like still belongs to the guy, you put them in a bechor. Rabbi says, lakasha is no kasha. Ho de makabli olay unsa vizula. When the guy still accepts upon himself, unsa vizula, the gift worth less. So then it's not for shus ha-makabel. Then the Jew does not have the complete right, therefore he's put from the bechor. But ho, now Mishnah, to lay kibli olay unsa vizula. Our Mishnah is talking about that the owner was not makabel any achrayas at all, not even if the price gets worth less. If the price gets worth less, so the makabel, the one who took it now, he has to pay back the full price. That's why our Mishnah says it looks like ribbis. So B'kitzer, there are two types of Tzarin Barzel. Tzarin Barzel could be the Makabel accepts all the Achrayas upon himself, or Tzarin Barzel could be, no, that the Nisan, the one that gives it, also has some responsibility. If the Zulu, the price goes down, he loses out. But the Havamina is, that's also called Tzarin Barzel. So the Gemara asks now, is that true? Omalei Rava, Rava says, E de Kibbel Leit Mara. Unsevizula, you want to tell me the case in Bechoris, is when the guy still has some responsibility, that if the price goes down less, he doesn't get more, so then, Tzarin Barzel Korosle, is that called Tzarin Barzel? Bechor, the whole lotion of Tzarin Barzel means it's strong like iron. That means the owner never loses out. The Noisin always gets back exactly what he gave. So that's the Taish, the Noisin has no Achrayas at all. So then it doesn't fit into the lotion of Tzarin Barzel. You can't tell me in the case of Bechoris is that the guy has some responsibility. That should not be called Tzarin Barzel. The Yoid, and secondly, Ad Tani Sefer. If that is called Tzarin Barzel, so then in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to say a case that starts to Mishum Ribbis, that it starts off Ein Mekabel and Tzarin Barzel Mishrael Mevneishu Ribbis, and then it wants to say a case that it's Mutter. The question is, Ad Tani Sefer, Ava Mekabel and Tzarin Barzel Menachum, like how was the only case it's Mutter? Is only if you take this animal from a goy, then you will have to pay him back. That's called, even though it's called ribbit, but to a goy it's mutter. Mashma, that's the only case it's mutter by Tzarin Barzel. But by a Jew, there's never a case that's mutter. Why? Lif lo bidi day, make a difference by a Jew himself. And say like this, b'medver mamurim, when was it said in the Mishnah that there's nifter ribbit to like kibbalay or into the zula? Only if the owner was not makabel any achrayis. Even if the price goes down, still the Makabal has to pay. Avo kibul mori. But when the owner, the Noisin, accepted upon himself, unto the Zula, if an Oinus happens, if it dies the Oinus, or a Zula, the price gets worth less. That the Noisin is Makabal, then Shapadami. Then it's not called like a Milva, because the Noisin has some Achrayas. So then there's no Isaribis, that will be Mutter. So why does our Mishnah have to go to a case of a Goy? It should have said a case of Tzarin Barzel, even by a Jew that it's a Mutter. Ella, therefore, rather have to say no. That whenever you use a lotion of Tzarin Barzel, that means it's strong like metal, means that the Noisin has a guarantee he'll always get his money back. And the Noisin was not Makabel any Achrayis. Even if it dies Machmas Oinis, or even if the price goes down, still the Makabel has to pay back the money. The Noisin always gets back his full amount. That's the Pshat from Tzarin Barzel. Therefore, by a Jew, there's always the Yisr Ribbis, and the only time it's Mut is only by a Goy. Then the question is, what's Pshat in the Mishnah in Bechoros? How come over there it says if a Jew accepts a Poro from a Goy, the Torah Tzarin Barzel, that the Jew has all the Achrayas upon this cow, now when it gives birth, there's no Din Bechor. Why not? If the Jew has all the Achrayas, it should be like a Jewish cow. There should be Halacha of a Bechor. So Mora says, Ela Rado Amarova, Edivid like Kibbalay Moro unto the Zula. Both Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Mishnah Bechoris, Tzarin Barzel means that the Noisin, the giver, has no Achrayas at all. So then why are you Potter from Bechor? For Gabe Bechoris, I know time of the blood is Pesurim and Abchoro. You know why when that child gives birth and that kid gives birth, all the Bechorim are Potter, Kivon di lo yoyiv zuzi. Since if you do not pay back the money to the Goy, or si nochri tofas ala behemo, the Goy has the right to come and grab away the first cow. And if you don't pay money, he'll grab away the kids also. V'loy mishkaka stolav heima, tofa stolav lodas. Let's say the mother's not around, then the guy will come and grab away the kids. If so, the guy has some shaykhis to this bechor. And the klal is then, fehevi le'yad nochri b'yemtza. The guy has some hand hold upon this animal. And the klal is, v'chol yad nochri b'yemtza, potem in abchera. That's the Gemara Darshan Sukkim in Bechiris. That any time a guy has any type of a tfitza, any type of a right to take away that animal from you, that animal is potter from Bechor. There's a special pasuk there, that only an animal that has belongs completely to the to Yisrael is there a pasha of Bechor. But any time a guy has a yadis, any type of a tfitza in the animal, it's potter min Bechor. Now we dash in the pasuk. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mar bei hoinei b'neshach, people that want to get a lot of money by interest, v'tarbis l'choynei, or else they want to get interest, or tarbis, is l'choynei dalem mikpetzenu. That dalem means goyim will come and take it away from you. L'choynei dalem, you give it over to dalem, and they'll take it away from you. The Gemara says, My lechayin and dalim. What does that mean? Or my rav to go and shava malka. Like shava malka, she came and took away all the money from the Jews. Rashi says it means melech prat hoya. For noito momem yisrael, he took away the Jewish money. For chayin bam dalim nochri, and said he gave the money to the poor guys. Kids, if you're going to get your money by lending out the ribbis, that money not going to see any hano from it. It'll just end up going to the goyim. So it doesn't pay for you to do it. Rashi says dalim means goyim. Shame dalim in a mitzvah. They're empty from mitzvahs. Amar Rab Nachman. Amar lihuna lenitzvachoy. You know what the chiddush of this pasuk is? Ela diafilu ribbis diyevik chavim. He said a chiddush that even when you lend money to a goy to get back ribbis, from that money also you won't see anything good. It'll also just go back to the goy. Rashi says afilu ribbis chavim. She yischoel noitem in adik chavim. Yorved letimyon. Even money that you lent out to a goy, the ribbis, and he gives you back the interest, you won't see anything good about it. That's what Rav Huna says.
So the Gemara says, Eisfei Rovel Rav Nachman. The Pasuk says, La Nochri Sashich, that to a goy you could lend money, and you're allowed to and take ribbis. So my Sashich, what does the Pasuk mean? Lav Soshuch doesn't mean to say that you're allowed to lend money to the goy and take back ribbis. So how could you say you're doing something wrong? So Gemara says, Loi soshuch. No, the pasuk means to say that you're allowed to take money from him and pay him back ribbis. That's what you're allowed to do, but you're not allowed to take ribbis from a goy. So Gemara says loi sagid lav hochi. Like, is the pasuk saying like you're supposed to lend money, you're supposed to pay ribbis to a goy? So Gemara says no.
Savas aleinu, is the pasuk come to tell us we have a tzivu, we're commanded litein ribbis liyakam, that we have to give interest to a goy? But it's time to say you're allowed to. Pshita you're allowed to. What's the chiddush? So what does the pasuk come to teach me? Like there's a mitzvah to give it to him. Why should I say that for? Like why should I say like there's a chiyuv you should have to give it to him? So Gemara says no. The ikar is le'afuke yachicha deloy. It means to teach us that to another Jew you're not allowed to lend money ribbis. You can't take ribbis. For at the Gemara achicha, another Jew, your brother, tehedyetzivei. The pasuk says clearly uliyachicha loy sashich. Says clearly, to a brother Jew, you're not allowed to lend money for ribbis. So I don't need a diyuk. To a goy, you're allowed to. You know what to teach me? That to a Jew, you're not allowed to. The Torah says clearly, to a Jew, you're not allowed to. So what do I need the second pasuk for? All right, turn over. But I tell you, it's true that allowed not to lend money to another Jew, but the Torah telling us, you could do it to a guy, that's like an Isser Essay, only to a guy you're allowed to, but not to a Jew. That's like an Isser Essay, not to a Jew. Senech Nami, there's a lav involved, and there's an Isser Essay also, not to lend the money bribis to a guy. To a Yid, to a Jew. And there's an Isser lav and an Essay, not to lend the money bribis to another Jew, to a Chicha. Eisrei Havakasha. It says, Lovin Mehen, we could borrow money from them, O Malvin Oysen bribis. And we lent to them also brivis to a guy. The same thing applies to a guy.